local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I want you to turn your body cam off. Protocol is that you turn it off. As a citizen request, it's to turn it off.
She's a lawyer.
So they want you guys to leave?
Yes, we're going to
leave. Let's just leave. Let's just make it easy, okay?
We're going to make it easy, but I want you to...
I am. Okay. I'm her husband.
That's not the point. Can you look at me?
Yeah, we'll talk over here, okay?
Your protocol is...
Can we all talk? Yep.
We'll talk over here. They want you to leave.
Your protocol is...
Can we talk?
It's never pretty when people are getting trespassed, which means that they're getting removed from a property by law enforcement. And in this particular case, this has become one of those amazing stories about privilege and stupidity. You have a Rhode Island attorney general. Well, she's the special assistant attorney general. Flanagan. And the backdrop here, this is body cam footage. I was just watching it yesterday. The police officers were called to trespass them from this restaurant where they were misbehaving. They were clearly inebriated, and they were being troublesome. And they got called, the police got called, and, you know, he first walks up to her, and as you may have been hard to hear because it's body cam video, she says, you know, if I tell you to, turn off that body camera, that's the first thing I'm telling you to turn off that body camera. And then there's kind of some, you know, scuffling and mumbling and murmuring. He walks over to the, the maitre d' or the concierge or whatever, and says, you know, you guys called us, what do you want?
You guys just want to know, do you want them trespassed?
Anything we can do. Yeah. Trespass, yeah. I just need
trespass,
them.
Trespass,
get
them.
Yeah, cuff them, please.
Cuff them, please. Get rid of them. Move them off the property. We don't want to deal with them anymore. So then he goes back to talking to, and it's two women. It's the AG, who's the star of the show, and then her friend, okay?
Do you want to chat?
I know that your protocol is...
So you're trespassed, so we got to leave now. Unless you want to be in
there. We're not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing.
You're
number
trespassed.
One.
What did I just say to you?
What did I just say to you? Like, you're being trespassed. You got to leave now. You have not officially notified me that I'm being trespassed. Bro. Or sis, you know, listen.
Number one.
I don't want to arrest you guys.
You're not going to arrest us. Number two.
So let's
is
leave.
That
we got to go. We got
to
go.
Protocol
let's
is
go.
To
let's
wait them down for 1 second. Protocol is if we ask you to turn the body cam off.
I don't
want
to deal with this. Let's
okay.
Go.
No, I understand you don't want to deal with it, but the protocol is, and your protocol is if I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a lawyer, so she knows.
Well, that's lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a let's go.
I'm an AG. Oh. Listen, at some point, if you're gonna be drunk, you gotta know to shut up. That's the problem. But, you know, she's a lawyer. She knows. Yeah, that's not how it works. You know, and the fact that she's an AG is even more embarrassing than anything else. And in this case, she's actually wrong. So I appreciate the cop saying that's some BS. But it gets sort of worse after that.
We're going.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands off.
Can you get your children out of here?
Can you get your children out of here? By the way, talking to the husband. By the way, the best way to avoid getting hands laid on you is to do what the cop says, right?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm an AG. I mean, we're up to like 6 or 7 times she's said it already, and they won't obey. They won't comply. They won't leave. They want to argue and dispute because she's got her, you know, privilege on. And the cop's like, look, I mean, at a certain point, you're just going to get handcuffed. I'm going to control you and move you because you're on this property illegally.
What's wrong with you? What are you probable cause to detain me for?
You're being detained because you're not leaving.
Because I'm what?
Can you relax? Sir.
Because you're not leaving. And you were told to leave. And it's not your property.
I'm an AG.
You're not leaving.
I'm an AG.
She's an AG. Buddy, you're not. She's not being arrested. Wrong. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested. You're putting me in cuffs. I'm not being arrested.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Her badge
you're
is in the car. You want to get a badge?
Let me tell you something. You're
buddy,
arrested.
Get the hell out of here. Wait, buddy, just seriously.
Back up, guy.
Arresting an AG. Let me tell you something.
You want to arrest right now? No.
You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me.
Okay, so he's put her in handcuffs because she won't comply. Her husband keeps trying to interfere, and so he tells him to back off. And he's just trying to get them to do what he's told them to do, which is to leave, and they just will not do it, and she keeps wanting to argue and fight. And listen, I'm sure this kind of interaction happens thousands of times every day across municipalities in the United States. It's just that this one happens to be with a woman who should know better and does not, works for the Attorney General's office, or an Attorney General's office, and she gets put in the back of the car. This might be my favorite moment, okay? He opens it, he unlocks it, he puts her in the back.
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
You hear this? Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
She's trying to say, I'm an AG, and he slams the door on her halfway through saying it. I think the problem in part for this woman is she's probably watched too many episodes of Yellowstone, and she thinks she's Beth Dutton. And it's not going to work out for you the way you think it's going to work out. By the way, it's still after this gets much worse before it gets any better. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
All right. Taking a look at the front gate of NES Pensacola. South Navy Boulevard backed up to Central Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, somebody says we ought to be having the AG mention drinking game at this point. Oh, we would all be done. We would all be done. We'd be worse off than she is. And somebody says, and she had the right to remain silent and is not capable of utilizing it, I suppose. Okay, so then they deal with the friend. And again, it's so easy to avoid this if you just, the cops obviously don't, they're not on the restaurant property outside, and it's kind of a walking district, it looks like to me. They're obviously not eager to have to arrest these women or to handcuff them or detain them or anything. Just move along. You know, nothing to see here. Move along. Do the Frank Drebin. You know, okay, but they won't. And so the friend is outraged that her friend has now been handcuffed. The AG, my friend, the AG.
Yeah, cuffs.
Yep.
So they're cuffing this friend.
I'm right here. It's okay. All right, just cuff in the car.
No, I'm right here.
And she's so skinny that she slipped out of the cuffs. I'm right out of them, like it was a magic trick. I was like, wow, that's kind of wild. But of course, you know, when you slip out of one set of cuffs, they're going to find another set.
Here. No, babe. Relax.
What's wrong with you?
Relax.
We don't want to put you in handcuffs. Let's go.
No, babe.
Listen, you're overreacting.
You're adding charges.
You're overreacting.
You're adding charges by resisting.
No.
That's how it works.
You didn't have to have this happen.
So he's got her in handcuffs. He's trying to put her in the second car because he's not going to put the two girls in the same car together. And it gets completely out of hand because she, I don't know if she's claustrophobic or if she's just freaking out or what, but she is losing her stuff, okay?
Get in the car.
No! Babe, no!
You got two cops trying
to get her in the car and then close the door without breaking her legs because she keeps putting her leg in the way of the door.
No! Get in the car.
Get your feet in the car!
Don't touch me!
You're a grown adult, you're acting like a kid.
Dan! No! Who the f*** are you? This is so inappropriate! You're overreacting!
And they finally did get her in the car. Now, usually I think what they do is they'll go to the other side, you know, and the other one will kind of pull her through and do it that way. But they finally, I was worried she's going to get her legs broken, frankly, because they were trying to get her in the car to isolate her from everything else that's going on. And you know what I did? I asked. I said, you know, hey, I'm looking at this video. It looks like these cops are using extraordinary restraint. I mean, incredible patience under the circumstances. And I checked with folks, and yeah, you know, they did everything right. I'm like, okay. But I'm an AG. It what? You know, the kind of person that should actually be in that job is the kind of person who would, A, never say that, and B, actually understand the situation well enough to know that you're in the wrong. But, you know, look, when people get drunk, they misbehave. And that's not an excuse for it, but it's, you know, everybody around them should have been, you know, calm down, do what he says. You know, that would have been a useful husband at that moment. Is if the police show up because your wife is a problem, a good husband grabs your wife and let's go. We're out of here. Because if they're going to let us leave, we're going to leave. But instead, he's kind of like protesting against the cops and trying, and, you know, it's not a good situation. 720, oh, somebody says, Rhode Island, my old stomping grounds. Somebody else says, I love real-time privilege checks. Oh, for sure. Somebody else is like, taser already. Well, no, I mean, see, they really did use a lot of restraint. And I, you know, oh, somebody says, I'm guessing she will be the soon-to-be former. Yeah, I can't imagine she keeps her job. Can't after this. I can't imagine for sure. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of 4th Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. McKee Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I tried to think of the most harmless thing. Something I loved from my childhood. Something that could never, ever possibly destroy us. Mr. Stay Puft.
Nice thinking, Ray.
Good morning, 724 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein declaring a state of emergency as Hurricane Aaron threatening the coast with flooding and high winds. Mandatory evacuation orders are in place for the... the Ocracoke and Hatteras Islands. Hoping I'm saying that right.
I don't know the other one.
Tropical storm level winds are expected there today and tomorrow. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the entire southern border wall is being painted black. Noem made that announcement Tuesday and said that when something is painted black, it gets even warmer, making it harder for people to climb. She said the pace of the painting is about a half a mile per day. Google is debuting its latest smartphone today. They're taking the wraps off of their new Pixel 10 phone. Google said the unveiling event is happening in New York City at 1 o'clock Eastern. It'll be hosted by Jimmy Fallon, if that draws you in a little more.
Well, yeah, fantastic.
You sound about as excited as I figured you would.
Sure am. Thanks so much, David. Oh, we got the best text in here, somebody says. The very first question they should ask this woman when they're processing her should be, what's your occupation? Because she said it so many times. I'm an AG! PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smoothly. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Hey, if you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, all different kinds, makes, models, you know, trim levels, colors, all that stuff. And you know what they really specialize in, though, and this is like everything in their lot, is one or two owners, most likely, 10 to maybe 40,000 miles, maybe a year to 3, maybe 4 years old, because it's almost new. It's not new, okay, but it's almost new. And part of the advantage of looking at all the cars and trucks and vans and everything they've got there is you can look at them all in one place. I don't know if you've ever gone looking for a car, but I know in my experience, what happens is you go and you look at this place and you look at this car, and then you got to talk to the guy, and then you got to explain to him that you're not buying a car, and then you go to another place if you want to look at a different sedan, let's say, and then you can I test drive? Yeah, well, let's have a little talk first. Okay, what are you interested in? I don't want to go through all that. Okay, your name is Jimmy. Great, fun. Can I just drive the car? You drive the car, and then you got to debrief afterwards, and that's two. And if you got to look at 4 or 5 sedans, I mean, it's the process. If you go to Frontier, meet one person, talk to him to the extent you want to or not, and drive 5 cars, you can be done in, a half hour or an hour, whatever it takes you. It's easy. And they know that because they're trying to make an experience that's not annoying, right? Like most of these processes are. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620, Justin Texan says, if only we knew what our occupational title was. Or somebody else says, no, you'll need to ask what was your occupation. Oh, and ouch, I would think so as well. There's been this, the Gulf Breeze high and elementary school stories around alleged or actual criminal behavior in the last month, there's been like 4 of them. And now you've got this one where this girl who apparently was like a basketball player, and they were in an unsupervised practice session, and this guy who was a, maybe a high-level recruit potentially for college, and he allegedly confronted her when she went to get basketballs out of the boys' locker room. Why were they stored in there in the first place in an unsupervised setting? You know, shows himself to her, molests her in some way. Like, it's bad, okay? And then the school doesn't, allegedly all of this, right? School doesn't contact the parents. She has to tell them what had happened. And again, this is like the fourth story in the last month. And it didn't all happen this month, but you know, you have the child pornography case and the kid who's the son of the, you know, the elementary principal, you know, assistant principal at elementary school. You've got the relationship between the teacher, you know, and the kid alleged. And then you've got this other one where we've got inappropriate behavior of some sort of one of the kids who's the son of one of the school board members. And I think if you live in Gulf Breeze, you're starting to ask yourself, what is going on in our schools? I mean, it's horrible. And, you know, for this particular girl, I mean, an incident like this is very traumatic. Her mom talked to Channel 3 or talked to somebody who Channel 3 broadcast.
It ruined her reputation. It ruined her high school experience. She hasn't led a normal high school life. She hasn't gone to a dance, a prom. She's lost friends. And it's been an uphill battle ever since that happened.
Very understandably so, unfortunately. Rachel Gilmore is her attorney.
You never get your 4 years of high school back, and that was robbed from her on top of all the emotions and trauma of dealing with the fact that she was sexually assaulted. This should have never happened, and I think some easy fixes could be put in place so that it never happens again.
Yeah, and, you know, none of these cases is the same as any of these other cases, but I can certainly understand parents feeling like, what in the world is going on in our high school?
What the Florida?
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Pope Leo returns to the Vatican from his summer vacation.
They may have follow-up questions, may have for either staff or for particular financials. You know, so I appreciate our team working hard. We've met every one of those requests.
Mayor Reeves says the Doge team is not providing the city with live updates on what they find, so we may not have an update on the results of the audit anytime soon. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the USDA is no longer funding solar panels on productive farmland. Rollins says that decision was made to protect prime farmland, which has been increasingly lost to solar farms, making land less accessible for farmers. One of the harder hit states in that regard was Tennessee. They lost over 1.2 million acres of farmland in the last 30 years. Florida has lost about 900,000 acres. Alabama has seen about 500,000 acres lost. Nationwide, solar panels on farmland have gone up 50% since 2012. A man who killed a woman in Bay County is dead after being executed last night. The Florida Department of Corrections announcing that Cale Bates was declared dead at 6:17 p.m. The 67-year-old died by lethal injection. Bates killed Janet White in 1982. Florida suing textbook publishers for charging too much. Attorney General James Uthmeyer announcing the lawsuit yesterday against two companies that publish textbooks used in Florida schools. Uthmeyer says McGraw-Hill and Savas Learning Company have systematically overcharged Florida school districts for the instructional materials. State law requires publishers to provide every school district with the best price they offer anywhere else in the country. Uthmeyer is accusing the companies of charging the state more than the law allows, pocketing the difference, and sticking taxpayers with the bill. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning, David. The front gate of NES Pensacola is still a problem area. South Navy Boulevard backed up all the way past Palmetto Avenue now. So just be aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. And by Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 75 degrees across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Epic says it's developing roughly 200 different artificial intelligence features for patients, clinicians, and insurers. Epic unveiled an AI charting tool with its Microsoft, which was one of the most highly anticipated announcements of the year. Investors expect Walmart's management to strike a cautious tone on customer demand as the U.S. labor market cools and inflation ticks up, though the company has outperformed its peers over the last year. LSEG data says the world's largest retailer by sales has surpassed earnings estimates for 11 consecutive quarters. Analysts suggest Shein's reported shift of its headquarters back to China could mark a final effort by the retailer to keep its embattled IPO on track. The company reportedly confidentially filed for an initial public offering in Hong Kong last month, shifting its aspirations away from London. Futures are currently mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 10, the NASDAQ down 314, the S&P 500 down 37. That's Your Money Now.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every week at this time, we connect with Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey there. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. Let's start with this. You got a couple of new hires. Well, not new hire. Adrian Walker is being promoted, and Captain Clifford Collins is being, he's being given the job that used to be David Forte's. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I think there was some confusion about that. We've repositioned that job. I think Tim's done a great job of, I mentioned in the press conference yesterday, we're trying to modernize what the three leaders of the city, the city administrator and the two deputy and associate, kind of what their roles and responsibilities were. And I think we're running it much more efficiently with communication with our staff and everything else. So it was really a repositioning of an existing job, but there was some confusion that was somehow a new job we were adding. And we're certainly proud of the fact that we actually have the same number as we talk about property tax increasing and all of these other things that are kind of taking shots across the bow at local governments. We've had the same number of positions since the year before I started, And as a matter of fact, even after the first year, we're down about 10 or 12 positions. So we have stuck to trying to be as efficient as we can with the number of jobs that we have.
So I have one very minor suggestion, because I am a person who doesn't, not only do I not digest corporate speak very well, my eyes glaze over and I feel like, ugh. And so what is his official title, Captain Collins' official title?
Yeah. So he's still an associate city administrator, which is an important thing, but we are focusing him on strategic initiatives. And what that basically means is, think about all of, we're very proud of the almost 3 years of transformational size projects that we've got either on the docket, in progress. Some, like American Magic, could be done as soon as this November. So those types of projects, you know, I said when I was going to take this job that we were going to get very urgent and get aggressive on and not just, you know, not look at this as a ribbon cutting job, but look at this as a, you're the CEO of the city, the operator to move it forward. And so from SunTrail to Palafox to all of these things that are going to be big, heavy lifts with complex details and lots of departments internally and externally involved, how do we get them moving? Because you can't wait on just that sitting on the mayor's desk, right, with all everything else going on. So instead of us, I'll say to put it this way, Andrew, before we kind of had this format where one administrator had six departments, another had six, and another had six type of thing. We didn't think that that was as efficient as the way we're doing it now, which is the city administrators and the city administrator, and then the deputy and associate are there in support roles. To help lead the city, but also do it in specific ways. So Amy Miller's got that role, and then of course Cliff will have the same thing.
So here's my one suggestion.
Really focus on these initiatives, getting them done.
Yeah, and that's all I'm thinking is, instead of calling them strategic initiatives, just call them projects. Because if you say, yeah, I've got this guy come in and he's going to be my projects manager, oh, I get what that is. But as soon as he's the associate city administrator for strategic initiatives, I'm like, just doesn't. So, you know, he's, because when you explain it, it's very simple.
We were just trying to test your ability to read on.
Yeah,
on
I know. I know. By the way, is he an aviator? I don't even know. I mean, he worked at NETC, but is he an aviator? Do you know?
Yeah, he spent the vast majority of his time. I'm grateful to have him, because not only does he have that military experience both on base here multiple times, and in this community, but also at the Pentagon and
right,
in the White House. And he's been in mainly administrative roles in most of his career as a chief of staff,
okay,
as project management, that type of thing. So he's really got perfect experience for this type
I just
role.
Didn't know if he had a call sign, and sounds like probably not if he's not an aviator, but that's okay.
Hey, we'll get him on with you in a week or
right,
two.
Hey, I was thinking about recycling. I was listening to your comments about recycling. It's all good news. 6 to 8% contamination rate is amazing. That's absolutely validating of the project of discontinuing, re-educating, offering for a charge. I mean, it's all working. It's amazing. But I did have one thought. You made the comment that if we're right now at, say, 13 or 14% of the households are using recycling, and it's increasing by 100 people every week out of 21,000 households, and the question was, what would you like to get to? And, of course, your answer is we'd like to get to as many as possible as long as they're doing it properly, and that will be the people who opt in. And I got to thinking about this, how if we get enough households doing recycling, and they're doing it well, as in there's a good volume of recyclables, that recyclable material is not going to the landfill. So the city's not having to pay landfill tipping fees. It's going to the MRF, which is cheaper by a lot. And if it's taking away from the volume of trash that we're having to take to the landfill, it would seem like, because the old model for ECUA was that recycling will save us money. Why in the long run wouldn't it become possible to actually pay less if you're recycling, or at least pay not more?
Exactly. I think that therein lies the point. What we were doing, think about what we were doing previously. When I've done all of the Excel spreadsheets you could ever imagine on this project over the last 2 years, recycling participation by fractions of percentages, 31, 32, 33, one of the things we looked at was, think about it this way. In the previous iteration, we had 42, let's call it 42,000 trips a week, right? 21,000 for day one it was garbage. And I know a lot of people have forgotten that lately. We only had one day of garbage for generations. And then there was a second trip for mandatory recycling. Mm-hmm. So our crew was picking up 42,000 cans in effect. Let's just say it's that. Well, the reason that we can end up actually cost saving is Now we have 21,000 trips one day a week. And then, of course, the second loop is going to be the number of recyclers. So naturally, we're going to be at, so as of right now, we're at, it would be 2,300, 2,400. Now, those are all over the city. They're not all on the same street. So you're going to still have to cover a lot of the same ground. But those are loops that could be actually completed faster. But like anything else we know in business, there's an economy of scale. If we only had 10 people recycling, but we dedicated an entire crew for it, then it's going to not be very financially efficient.
Right.
The more people that we have doing it on the second day with opt-in really lets us look at potential cost savings in two places. One is the economy of scale, that we just have more people recycling, more people opting in, and then creating more revenue. But then also on the flip side of that is the efficiency of our labor, right? If we're not doing 21,000 and then 21,000, if we're doing 21,000 and then doing 7,000, 6,000, well, then we should, as responsible stewards of the taxpayer dollar, be able to get more efficient on the labor and operation side, on the depreciation of vehicles, all of that. So that's what we're really looking forward to, is that the fact that we aren't just, instead of going through the motions and going to 21,000 houses that may or may not be recycling, and I'll point out again, we were going to be going from $35 a ton at the MRF to $82 a ton at the MRF. Is where we were when we left. So that was going to be about double the cost of what it costs to drop off at garbage. So, you know, people are talking about increases right now. If we had laid down and just said, hey, this is too politically hot for me, I don't want to mess with this, and I let politics get in front of common sense, we would have been forcing enormous increases right now and saying, oh, sorry, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, that's just the way of the world. And so we've had to take this on, and we actually do have the capability with more opt-in to see these prices plateau for a good amount of time and or decrease potentially.
And that's actually, I maybe didn't explain it very well. So hold on just a second, because I want to take another pass at this, because I clearly did not express myself well, and I apologize. But let's get traffic on the fives from PJ first.
Thanks, Andrew. There is a vehicle crash with injury, State Road 87 and Dixie Road in Milton. The roadway is open. Also reports of Pine Forest southbound just before I-10. The traffic is moving slowly there. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Mayor DC Reeves. All of that makes sense to me, but what I was getting at was, if, let's say, picking up 21,000 cans of, you know, full material, I don't know what the number is, but let's say that takes 100 truck trips to the landfill, okay? But if you can get them to be putting it into the recycling, then you're offsetting, because, A, you're not paying the tipping fees as much, but it's only going to take you 70 truck trips to the landfill, and the other 30 or 40 are going to be done with recycling. That's kind of what I was getting at, is it seems like the theory long term is you really shouldn't have to charge for recycling. It should be a cost savings, not even a break even. I get the having people pay and opt in makes them behave better. I get all that, but that's kind of where I was thinking about it.
Yes, absolutely. And again, we're going through the stages of human change, which is, you know, now there's people kicking back saying, well, I used to get twice a week. Now, again, they've forgotten that we only did that for about a year and a half. It is generations we've done it before. But truthfully, what they're noticing is, well, what was it? You know where the rest, if you feel like your can is a little bit full right now, you know where the rest of that trash is? It used to go in the recycling can because we were 50% contaminated.
Yeah.
So you know, have it. Yes, absolutely. And I continue to remind people, if you don't care about recycling and you've got garbage volume, for the same price as opting in, you can have a second black can. So you could have all the volume you want. Yes, picked up on the same day, but you would be able to have that much volume, the exact same volume per week that you would you had previously. So again, change causes anxiety and concern, but I can tell you, I couldn't be more proud of our citizens and the fact that we have 8% contamination. If you had told me that at the beginning, that this is where we would start, I would have taken it all day. I would have probably taken 15%. To be honest, and to the fact that we're at 46,000 pounds so far—that's
really good.
Yeah, is incredible, and so it's a testament to the folks opting in and doing it right and paying attention, and all of our team trying to get the word out there to make sure we're doing it right.
I want to give you a chance to respond to what I think is a perception people have. Meredith Reeves leaves, Alex Smith leaves, Clark Merritt leaves, and now Tim Kinsel is leaving after just a year. Does DC have BO? You know, why are so many people leave? But look, I want to give you a chance to answer that question, because I know people have that perception. And even when I said the other day, I think it's exactly what they say it is. Still, people are like, are you sure there's nothing else with Tim? I'm like, I haven't asked him, but I'm pretty sure it's just a great job opportunity. Who can turn down the kind of money Navy Federal is likely to pay?
Exactly. Listen, I've got so much respect for Tim as a friend, not just as a city administrator. I can't tell you how appreciative I am to have him come in the time that he did. And remember, I mean, let's put this in context. I mean, we were certainly fortunate to have somebody of his skill set and stature. And I take it as a big compliment just personally in this job that he would be willing to take this position. And the fact that he had, told our staff that he probably wouldn't have done that or would not have done that with anybody else, I certainly personally take that, as quite a compliment coming from him and everything that he's accomplished. No, this is an opportunity he couldn't pass up. I'm not here to, talk about, what his contract is or isn't with someone else. Right. I just mean, what I can tell you is, any human being with a brain would probably be doing what he's doing. For the sake of his family and what a great opportunity it is with a great company. We absolutely wish him nothing but the best, but let me address the overall. Look, it's the ebbs and flows of running an administration. I mean, understand a few of the names that you mentioned are people that were hired by the previous administration. I point out all the time, even in conversations about Chief Randall, he worked for this administration more than he worked for the one that hired him. So if you go back and look how many folks we kept in our administration at leadership levels versus what many mayors do, which is they come in and say,
clean house,
nope,
yeah.
I'm getting rid of all of these people and putting in our own. And I didn't feel that was appropriate. We have great people here, and let's find out if it's people is an issue. Is it policy that's an issue? And those are conversations we had early on. So the ebbs and flows of leadership changing when you have 18 city departments and you have a $333 million budget. But what I can tell you is we measure employee engagement. It's never been higher from the last time we measured it. We'll see what it is this fall. We just do the best that we can. But I'm never going to get – I don't care what field I'm in. I'm never going to disparage or be upset with somebody who finds an opportunity that's better for their family.
When my producer left to go to work for the county, I'm like, I understand. good for you. That's great. I do want to let you know, though, just to be clear.
We're investing in people. I mean, that's the way I see it. I mean, meaning if they get greater, if Alex Smith gets a great up as he did at UWF with more responsibility, then we should be rooting people on. And so we all have that selfish, moment, a couple milliseconds of saying, oh, man, what's this going to mean for me, right, in terms of filling a job or something like that. At the end of the day, we should, as a city and as an administration, be proud when people are leaving and getting greater opportunity, whether that's pay, whether that's...
Yeah, it's a compliment. I mean, it really is. It's a compliment. Yeah. And by the way, just to be clear, you don't want me as the city administrator. I will not be applying, and no matter what you offer, I won't take the job. I do not have those skills. I would not be good at it. I want to get to the lightning round, but I did want to give you the 10-second update on DOGE. Is they came, they got their questions answered. We don't really know anything yet. They're going to get back to us, but the expectation is all good, right, at this point?
Exactly. Lots of questions on very issues that we've been in the media in months. I know our team, we probably gave, several interviews from all these different departments. Everything, we provided everything they asked for, and we're cordial. Everybody was professional, and we'll see what happens from here.
Very good. All right. We always like to end with, I have so many other things I wanted to get to. We just didn't get to it all today. We always like to end with a lightning round. Does Mayor D.C. Reeves carry, hand out business cards? Do you like to get them?
Oh, man, that's a complex topic. I normally don't. It's usually because I just don't remember to put you in my pocket when I'm out of the thing. It's not like a...
Are you a phone tapper? Are you just a, I'll text you, that kind of thing?
Exactly. I'll just give out my number I like getting cards, just especially at some of these events where you're getting lots of people coming up and all that, and it helps us kind of keep that in order. So I like getting them. I'm not the best at having them on me to give them out.
Does the mayor own a landline?
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, I don't know that I'd admit it to you if I did. I mean, you can't be a millennial mayor till you have a landline. I guess I've got one at the office.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start. Do Does Verizon do it? Does AT&T do it? I don't even know.
Who do you call? I'd be embarrassed to admit the fact they take away my millennial card. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. All right. Other than keys, money, credit cards, you know, the absolute essentials of life, your phone, is there anything you carry in your pocket routinely?
No, I'm a minimalist. So it's cell phone, wallet, keys. That's it. I mean, unless there's some sunglasses, maybe in a jacket, then I leave them in the jacket in my closet and
look
for them for 2 days, and they were in the inside pocket. So,
no pocket knife, no gummy bears, no anything like that. Just plain minimalist.
No cigarettes.
All right, fair enough. Mayor D.C. Reeves, always a pleasure, sir. Look forward to talking again next week. As always, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
PJ's got traffic on the fives.
The front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up to Barrancas now. Gulf Beach Highway is also seeing slowdowns as a result of that, all the way back to Wayne Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're going to love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
The umpire. He saved the queen's life.
Yeah, that's not the umpire, Your Honor.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo. Yeah.
Only it's not Enrico Palazzo. 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the southern border wall is being painted black. That announcement yesterday. Noem said that when something is painted black, it gets even warmer. So I think that'll make it harder for people to climb.
Ow, 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 ow. That's some breaking audio from the painted portion of the southern border wall.
I appreciate that assist there. Top defense officials from NATO countries discussing security guarantees for Ukraine at a virtual meeting today.
Wednesday's remote meeting of NATO chiefs of defense is a chance to take stock after President Trump's bilateral meeting with Vladimir Putin and discuss what role the military alliance can play going forward. Officials say ministers will also receive an update on the current security environment as diplomatic efforts continue.
And President Trump has said the U.S. will play a role in security guarantees for Ukraine, but he's ruled out sending troops. Hey, a quick note from Las Vegas. Apparently, Justin Bieber did not play at a nightclub recently, but a Bieber impersonator got in, got through half of his set before they realized it wasn't the real deal.
Amazing. You know what they should have built the border wall out of? It suddenly occurs to me. Old playground slide metal.
Oh,
those first of all, impossible to climb. Beat. Super painful.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.